Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. It's great to be back with each and every one of you. As always, thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 23rd day of the month of Elul. We are just a week away from Rosh Hashanah. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily Email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Sam Taylor of the Boreham Wood and Elstree Synagogue in London, Great Britain, our first time jumping across the pond, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Taylor slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach, Lechulim, and Achinu. As we did yesterday, please have the Jewish community of New Orleans and its surrounding area, and truly all of the people of New Orleans, southeastern Louisiana, in mind in your tefillah. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Taylor.
Rabbi Herman, thank you so much and for the lovely introduction. Also, thank you for putting everything together and making this program happen. Thank you so much. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm delighted to be joining you all from London this afternoon. In Shul this coming Shabbat, we will read Parashat Nitzavim, and we will read that Moshe tells the Jewish people as part of his address before he dies, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. You are all standing here today. The question asked by many of the biblical commentators is, why is the Hebrew word Nitzavim, meaning standing, used here? It would be far more normal for the Torah to use the word Omdim, which also means standing. I will share two answers. Answer number one, many commentators explain that yes, Nitzavim and Omdim both mean standing, but Nitzavim means standing together, whereas Omdim means standing apart. So Moshe was telling the Jewish people that if you want to be successful in the future and fulfill your mission in this world, you must all be Nitzavim. You must all be together. So with this in mind, it's just wonderful that through this OU initiative, Jewish people from around the world, and it's Nitzavim, and not literally but figuratively, standing together and uniting with a common purpose. Answer number two. Rashi hints to another difference between Nitzavim and Omdim. Nitzavim means standing firm, like a matseva, a monument. Nitzavim and matseva come from the same words, whereas Omdim means standing, but in a way which is weak and unstable. So Moshe was telling the Jewish people that going forwards, you must be Nitzavim. You must be strong and firm in your values. And similarly, with this OU project, it's simply incredible that we have come together because of our shared values of tefillah, of caring for others, and of connecting with Hashem. So let's remember these two lessons of Nitzavim: the importance of coming together and of having shared Torah values. This is the eternal recipe for success for our people. I would also like to share a personal story. A few years ago, I asked my teacher, of Herschel Schechter, what is the secret to being a successful shul rabbi? He responded with an answer that I will never forget. He reminded me of the famous story about Rabbi Akiva, where one day before he was religious, while sitting by a brook, he noticed a steady trickle of water hitting a rock. It was only a drip, but it was consistent, drop after drop after drop. Akiva, as he was known then, observed something incredible. A hole had been carved out by a steady drip of water. So he concluded that if something as soft as water can carve a hole in solid rock, how much more so can words of Torah make an indelible impression on his heart? That marked the turning point in Rabbi Akiva's life, because at that moment he committed himself to Torah study and went on to become the greatest sage of his generation. Rav Schechter then said to me that if I want to be successful, then just like the drip was consistent, so too I must make sure that consistently I'm involved in promoting Torah, Tefillah, and Chesed. And if this is the case, then just like a hole was created in the rock, so too I will have an impact. This story reminds me of this sacred initiative. Because every weekday, without fail, you all unite to recite Tehillim, which is having an immense effect, both in Shemayim, in heaven, but by being involved in this project, it is also elevating your lives and the lives of your families. May this program strengthen and grow. And just like the consistency of the water changing, and just like the consistency of the water changed the rock, so too may our consistency of us coming together to recite Tehillim every day with great devotion continue to change the world. Thank you. We'll now continue with the Tehillim. We'll start off, as I heard and said, with Tehillim Perek Chaf, with Tehillim chapter 20. Please join along with me. Lam natseach mizvah leDavid, v'ancha Adonai b'yom tzarat, yisagevcha shem Elohei Yaakov, yishrach esrcha mikoresh u'mitzion yisadecha, yizkot kol minchotecha v'onatcha yedashnet zela, yitzen lecha chil vavecha v'chvalat tzatcha yimalei, n'ranina mishuatecha v'shem Elohei nu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol mishalotecha, Ata yazati tiyashi aznai mishicha yanehu mishmei kadsha big vorot yesha yimina eile vareche veile vasasim panachnu v'sheim aznai eloheinu nazkir heima karu v'nafalu v'nachnu kamu v'nit odad aznai oshia hamelech yanehu v'yom kareinu Tehillim, Kaf Gimel, Tehillim chapter 23. Mizmor David, Adonai ro'i lo echta, v'nodeshe yarbitzeini almei munuchot jena haleini, nafshi yeshavev yancheini, v'madvei terek l'man shema, gam ki eilech v'geid salmavet lo irat ra, ki asa imadi, shivtecha u'nishantecha heima yena chamuni, tarach l'fan eshulcha neged torai, dishanta v'ashem en roshi, tosi revaya, Ach tov v'chesed yudufuni kol yimei chayai v'shavti b'veit Adonai l'orech yamim. Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, Tehillim chapter 121. Shir l'malot espa einai el harim me'ayin yavo Ezri Ezri me'yim Adonai oster shamayim v'aretz Al yisein lamosrak lecha, al yanum shom recha, hinei lenum velo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shom recha, Adonai tzimcha al yad yiminecha, yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecha v'yareyach balayla. Adonai yishmocha mitora yishmoer nafshecha, Adonai yishmoch tilchov echa mei ata v'yad olam. Hilim Tuf Lamud. Chapter 130. Shir Hamalot Mima Amakim Krasicha Adonai Adonai Shirma Vikoli Tiena Oznecha Shvot Lechol Tachanunai Im Avonot Tishmaya Adonai Mi Amod Ki Im Chasicha Luma'an Tivarei Ki Vizhi Adonai Kirtanashi Valid Varo Hachalti Nafshi Adonai Mishomim Laboker Shomrim Laboker Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Ki Im Adonai HaChesed V'Habem Ochudut V'Hu Yifteh Et Yisrael Mikol Avonotav Mishbach V'Cholim The Press of the Sick. Please think of names, say the names during the pause. Mi Shebei Rachavateinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe Ha'Shlomo Hu yivarech v'yirafe et hacholim. Ba'avur she'anachnu mitpadim ba'avuram b'schazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachlim aleihem, nachimam, rachlutam, lachlutam, lachlutam, וישלח להם מהירה, רפואה שלמה מן השמיים, וכל עבריהם וכל גדם תוך שחמי ישראל, רפואת הנפש, רפואת הגוף, השתה, בעגלה זמן קריב, ונאמר אמן, we'll conclude now with אחינו, אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנתונים בצער ובשביה, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם יוצאי מצרה, לרווחה ומאפלה לאורה, ומשיבד לגאולה, השתה, בעגלה זמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Taylor. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those needs will be answered, Latova, for good. And thank you for the chizuk, the recall of Divrei Chizuk. But sometimes we ourselves need that chizuk to keep it going and to focus, to say the name, to remember just how important this opportunity we have to gather together and to pray together, and we really are making an impact. Please join us again tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next regularly scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.